Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're here at the end of the week. Been looking at these extraordinary readings that the church has given us each day at Mass, and focusing on Paul's letter to the Corinthians has been a key piece of it, as well as the kind of general focus all week on the cross of Christ, the meaning of love, how love is, you might say, is defined on the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. You could almost put it that way. It's like the perfect expression, the incarnation, the visible, revelation of what love looks like in a human being, what the kind of love, agape, the godlike love, the kind of love that's in God. It's full of mercy and tenderness and kindness, but it's also the, as Paul says, the kindness and severity of God. Like Jesus is on the cross. Jesus is suffering and dying on a cross. In an act of love, he's offering himself, and it's the act of love. It's not just the sacrifice, but it's the perfect loving sacrifice of a perfect obedient son whose total motive is to obediently surrender, freely surrender his life to the Father, and the Father's strategy about how to save a race of people that are lost and in darkness and in bondage. And Jesus is there, we read earlier in the week in Philippians 2, that it's humility. The humility of Jesus is what is fundamental there, along with love, that it's one of the ways love gets expressed, that he empties himself. He sets aside the fear and concern and anxiety of his own suffering, of the injustice that's being done to him. And he's just saying, look, the way forward always has been, always will be, loving my Father, which means obeying him and trusting him who is love itself. And there's no better place to be than in the will of God, in the will of God. And so we've been just reflecting on that all week. If you haven't had a chance to join us, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. While you're there, when you get to the website, you're going to see some of the recent videos that we've done, kind of right on the first page, some of the most popular ones we've done. We're off Martin's reflection on Father Michael Scanlon's prophecy from years ago, decades ago, that really does explain in some ways what's happening today in our society and our culture. Father Michael was an extraordinary man in so many ways. And then other videos that we've done that have helped people kind of frame what we're seeing, how to respond to it, what does the Lord want us to take from it, how can we walk in it. It's all free there, and there's lots of other stuff, radio shows, television shows, lots of our booklets and things. And we put it together to help strengthen you and to encourage you. So just go to renewalministries.net, renewalministries.net. And if you forget, just Google Peter Herbeck or something like that, and if that's the name you can remember, it'll get you eventually to Renewal Ministries. So please take advantage and invite your friends to come and see those videos, share those videos with other people, help them lay hold of this material, because as you know, I know many of you see it clearly, experience it, it's undeniable. You know, we're living in really troubled times. There's kind of storms that are brewing all over the world. There's a kind of shaking of the nations that's going on, and it's troubled. We're in troubled waters. And the Lord doesn't want us to be fearful. He doesn't want us to yield to anxiety. He doesn't want us to fall mostly into the disordered energy that's at the heart of it, that's really demonic in its core, a lot of it. And you can tell, you can see kinds of reactions that are happening on a societal level, the way human beings are speaking to each other, the way politicians and leaders are speaking to each other, the way people are behaving, looting and burning and killing, things are happening all around. And it's a problem. And there's poor leadership in many ways around the country that's giving the wrong signals and leading in a way that's confusing. And so the Lord wants us to see in the midst of this, he's not the cause of this, but he certainly is allowing it to happen. And he wants us to see what we're really like. He wants to see our actual condition and the divisions and the hatred and the bitterness and all the stuff that's present. And he doesn't want us to conclude, well, it's because of the Democrats or it's because of the Republicans. Yeah, people make contributions to it and they need to be acknowledged and talked about. But look, the biggest problem is back to G.K. Chesterton. What's the problem with the world? I am. Are some people more responsible than others for the way society's? But yeah, certainly that's the case. But the fundamental truth, something we touched on yesterday, that the problem is in the human heart, which Jesus himself has come to reveal to us and say, come to me now. All you are heavily burdened, come to me. All you who are lost, all who you are living in fear, all of you who are finding yourselves trapped in ways of speaking now and ways of relating and being filled with rage and anger and confusion and anxiety and fear, come to me now. Because there's nobody out there who's got a solution for you. Jesus said, I have the solution for you. I am the solution. Let me come. Come to me. Let me heal your heart. Give to me your sin, your anger, your bitterness, your jealousy, your rivalry, your indifference, your racism, whatever it is, your disorder. Give it to me and let me heal you. Let me restore you. Let me give you my heart. Let me teach you how to be meek and humble and how to carry my yoke. That's what he's saying to us in all of this. And this week we've seen just how radically different Jesus lived and how much he wants us to step into the power of the Holy Spirit that we've been given. It's God's love, that conquering love that was expressed on the cross that brought down the kingdom of darkness, the love of the Father and this Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, that began the new creation, that brought Jesus home to be exalted at the right hand of God the Father. That love poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit so that we can be truly transformed. We can become a new creation. What the world needs, friends, it doesn't need more violence. It doesn't need more worldviews that aren't true, worldviews that ignore God. It doesn't need movements and people who have lots of money who are going to be the solution. It's not the businesses that are going to be the solution. It's not huge international corporations. It's not Hollywood. Nobody's got it. Only the Lord has it. God's the answer. The love of God poured into our hearts that gives us power to become children of God. The only way ultimately to live differently is to become a child of God, to live in the power of God, to walk in the love of God, and to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, which gives us the courage to enter into the struggle, the courage to enter into the fight that's here, but with a totally different disposition, with an eternal perspective, knowing, look, my eternity's already begun. And the grace that's poured into my heart. And the Holy Spirit wants me to draw near, to obey Jesus and to abide in him, and abide in his love, to be close to him, to talk to him every day throughout the day, to internalize his promises, to follow his leadership, to be really engaged with Jesus. He doesn't want you to be alone, striding out, trying to fix the world on your own energy. It's not going to work. You're going to burn out. You'll ultimately be rejected by the world anyway. Jesus wants us to be a counterculture. He wants us to live from a different source and have a different vision of reality, to know who our enemy is. It's Satan himself. It's the kingdom of darkness. It's evil, wicked kingdom that's characterized by deception and lies. He's a murderer. He's a liar. He's the source of all the violence and the hatred that's present. There's no future there at all. And Jesus said, I want you live here now. I want you to live in a way that communicates my kingdom. You will not be able to do it without living close to me, drawing near to me, living from me, living in me, living with me, and obeying me. St. Paul said, we make it our aim now to please the Lord. That's one way of putting the central message, friends, of this entire week into a simple statement. How are you called to live now? What are we supposed to do in the midst of everything that's happening? Well, the first point is to have our hearts directed in the right way. St. Paul said, make it your aim. What are you going to aim at? I'm going to aim at pleasing the Lord. I'm going to aim at seeing reality the way He wants me to. I'm going to aim at trying to learn from Him, like He said, to be meek and humble of heart, to have the strength that's in me under control and moving in charity, to be engaged but not to be ruled by ideologies, to be ruled by anger or rage. It gets nowhere. I'm not going to set aside the worldview that the King has given to me. And at the heart of it, friends, that the reality of why we can do this, why we can make a difference, why we can fulfill the very reason for which we're made. And that's one of the things that I think about a lot these days, is the Lord knew you were going to be alive at this time and I was going to be alive at this time. And He still says to us, yes, you're going to be living through troubling times for a period, and who knows how long these are going to go. They're going to get more troubling for a while. It's going to be more difficult for a while. And He says, I know you're going to be living in troubled times, times of tribulation and difficulty, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. You already share in my victory. You can actually bring some hope to this world because my love is in you. The Spirit of my Holy Spirit is in you. And that Spirit is crying out within you, Abba, Father. You know your Father. You know your origin. You know your identity. You know your destiny. You don't have to be afraid of anything. Nothing in this world can ultimately harm you. And Jesus demonstrated that on the cross. The weapons of this world, the intimidation of this world, the domination that's in this world is only temporary. We need to walk in the security and the freedom of the children of God, and that yoke that Jesus bore, that joy that Jesus lived in. Jesus said, I came that you might have life. He said, I came that you might have my joy and have it to the full. And joy isn't just a feeling. It's not a happy feeling necessarily. It has moments like that, but joy is so much deeper than that. It's a deep contentment. It's a deep something, a reality, a whole way of being and feeling that can't be taken away because we're sharing in what gave Jesus so much joy. And it was the union with the Father. It was the security of being able to see and remember the wonder of the Father and the wonder of the Father's plan. And that's what Jesus wants to bring us into in the power of the Holy Spirit, which is why in these days, friends, it's crucial that you not miss daily prayer, that you not miss sacramental life, that you find quiet in a place to really abide in the Lord and live from Jesus so He can refresh you and He can renew you. He can strengthen you and help you and lead you very practically on how to live in these days. God bless you, friends. Have a great weekend and make the most of the time.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.